Breast of Chasidus is probably the most misunderstood of all the branches from the Baal Shem Tov. When Thomas Edison was creating the light bulb, others around him thought that he was a little bit off the derech. Then the final tikkun came, and the light bulb worked, and the world was a much better place. I have had the privilege to become friendly with many of the Hasidim, and I can tell you that there is nothing like real Breslovers. Outsiders only seem to see the pie crust, youngsters and a few adults who call themselves Breslovers, but are far from the real thing. About 5% are part of the Nanach group, a group which has much to offer Klal Yisrael, but it's not the mainstream. There's also the group of Rabbi Shik, which hands out the booklets, and that's also not the mainstream. Now, I can literally say that, from what I've seen with Breslovers, that their Yiras Hashem and their Amunah and Kavana is so high that one can literally say that they're all Tzaddikim. And this is no exaggeration. For too long, people have made up the most ridiculous stories about this movement. If there is any negative you have heard about the mainstream of Breslovers, it is completely false. No other movement is as keen on following the Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law. Rebbe said that this is the main work a Jew should learn, and he also said not to deviate from it even a hair's breadth. But than any other sect, this sect of Chasidus teaches how to truly serve Hashem b'simcha, to perfect one's character, and how to pray with a lot of kavana and to learn lishma. The Rebbe didn't just teach his Chasidim that they can all become tzaddikim, but he taught them how to become tzaddikim. If you have not read any Breslover Sefarim, you're withholding much good from your neshama, and I recommend it highly, and you can see the links from my site.